Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Nintendo confirms it will announce the Switch 2 sometime this year. For May 7th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, Brazil makes an interesting move to make their video game industry more official, and Magic the Gathering cards are selling for how much? Early this morning, Nintendo released their 2023 financial results for shareholders, and in the same social media post announcing the financial results, Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa also confirmed the existence of the Nintendo Switch successor. Furukawa wrote on Twitter that Nintendo will be announcing the Nintendo Switch successor sometime in the 2024 fiscal year. However, the next Nintendo Direct, slated for the first half of June, will not be when Nintendo announces its new console. The June Nintendo Direct is dedicated to all of the first-party games Nintendo has planned to release in the later half of 2024, which is an important Direct in its own right. Overall, this gives Nintendo until March 31st, 2025 to officially announce the Nintendo Switch successor. This announcement falls in line with earlier rumors predicting that the Nintendo Switch successor would be delayed until the next year. And digging into Nintendo's financial results confirms as much. For the entire 2024 fiscal year, Nintendo expects revenue to continue to drop, which suggests that Nintendo is not expecting to release anything big, such as a new Zelda game or a new console, roughly in the next 20 months. If I had to speculate, though, I see Nintendo announcing the Switch successor during the holiday season and following that up with a spring release in April or May of 2025. While that seems like the most logical timeline for the Switch successor, I would also suggest taking any speculation, mine or otherwise, with a sizable grain of salt. We won't know for sure until Nintendo actually reveals this new console. Brazilian legislators passed a significant bill recently that will be redefining the entire Brazilian video game industry. Translating from Portuguese, the bill is a legal framework establishing the video game industry in Brazil as its own industry, instead of the traditional legal method of interpreting video game companies as tech companies. This legal framework also establishes several new regulations for video games. To name a few, Brazilian legislators reduce the bureaucratic red tape for imports of video games and reduce taxes across the board for video game developers. This bill even created a new new grant system for certain qualifying studios to receive federal funding. And that really only scratches the surface of what the Brazilian government did with this bill. Overall, it seems that Brazilian legislators were aiming to open up their video game industry in a significant way with this new legal framework. But given that most of the legislation is in Portuguese and there isn't a decent translation of the whole document right now, it's pretty difficult to decipher how much this benefits the corporate side of gaming. Though time will tell if this will be a great boon for the Brazilian video game market or the beginnings of another industry bubble. Magic the Gathering hit the news cycle recently, and this time it wasn't because they hired the Pinkertons. In similar fashion to the collectible retro game market, the collectible trading card market has also inflated. However, Magic the Gathering has always had insane prices for rare and pristine cards, with cards like the Black Lotus going for as much as $30,000. Though in recent years, collectible Magic cards have ballooned in price. To put this into perspective, Magic the Gathering released a Lord of the Rings crossover set, which included a one-off card called the One Ring last August. The One Ring was found relatively quickly, graded and appraised for $2.1 million. The One Ring was eventually sold for an eye-popping $2 million to rapper Post Malone. Speaking of Post Malone, he also bought an artist-signed Black Lotus for $800,000, which was the most expensive Black Lotus ever bought in Magic the Gathering history. That was until last week, when CGC Cards, a Florida-based trading card appraiser and auction house, sold a pristine condition Alpha Black Lotus for $3 million. The buyer, who goes by Benjamin.be on Instagram, told Kotaku that he felt $3 million was the right amount for this one card. Benjamin also noted that he looks forward to building the rest of the Power 9 set by buying the rest of the set from CGC Cards. Now, this insane $3 million transaction has stirred the Magic the Gathering community into speculation, levying concerns on Reddit that this could potentially be an appraiser and auction house manipulating the collectible market, similar to the situation that Carl Jobst revealed a couple of years ago with Heritage Auctions and Weta Games, who worked closely together to inflate the cost of a factory-sealed Mario Brothers cart to $1.5 million. However, the $3 million Black Lotus doesn't seem to have any evidence of price manipulation. Regardless of the potential controversy, it's horrifying and interesting to see millennials' toys being treated like investment tools for the rich. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at LloydFFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at NateBenderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.